What is temperature intolerance and what you can do about it? Do you find that you're extra sensitive to heat or cold? This might be because of what's known as temperature intolerance, an often ignored issue that can have big implications on your health. Hi everyone, welcome to this quick look at health issues related to stress that might be troubling you or someone you know. Temperature intolerance is when the automatic mechanism in your body that regulates your core temperature actually starts to malfunction. And usually these mechanisms keep your body temperature around 98.6, no matter what the external temperature is doing. And this is why you sweat on hot days, because it's your body's way of cooling itself down to maintain this average core temperature. But if you experience temperature intolerance, then you might find that your body starts to struggle to cope with temperature changes, particularly temperature increases. And this issue can occur because of a variety of factors, though the exact factors involved aren't fully understood. And some of these are salt deprivation, imbalances in electrolytes, or problems with fluid supply or retention. This temperature maintenance issue often occurs when you have adrenal fatigue also, which means that your body circuits are unbalanced and dysfunctional when pounded with stress. This condition is particularly tied to adrenal fatigue related imbalances and malfunctions in the thyroid and the adrenal glands. And unfortunately, as adrenal fatigue advances, this issue tends to get worse. In fact, the degree to which you can tolerate hot temperatures is a pretty good indication of how advanced your adrenal fatigue actually is. When you experience temperature intolerance, you'll find that you feel much more comfortable when it's cooler and start to suffer when the temperature heats up. It won't take much to make your body react badly either. You could experience issues from things as simple as going out in the sun for a few minutes, having hot shower, sunbathing, spending some time in the spa or sauna. And while normally your body would be able to deal with these temperature spikes, when you have temperature intolerance, you'll find that that spike drains your energy really fast and may also cause heart palpitations or nervousness or dizziness and fatigue. Fortunately, this is an issue that can be reversed depending on the cause. Temperature intolerance isn't a health condition. It's a symptom of an underlying problem that needs to be solved. So don't allow it to cause you additional stress and don't ignore it. The way to get free of your temperature intolerance is to work on recovering from adrenal fatigue. To do this, you'll need to find a practitioner who's aware of the condition and can work with you to design an individual recovery plan. It helps reduce your stress levels, allows your adrenals and your thyroid to rest and heal naturally. And once you start on this path, you'll find that temperature intolerance starts to improve naturally. And before you know, you'll be able to survive those hot summer days again, and they're going to be much more comfortable. So I hope you've learned a lot about temperature intolerance and what you can do about it. If you have more questions, you can always contact us, okay? As we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLamCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.